President Biden is visiting Texas today to survey the damage from last week's deadly winter storm. More than a million Texans are still dealing with disruptions to their water service. And that includes 70-year-old Francois Wilson in Kerrville, Texas, an hour northwest of San Antonio. Francois, welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Our pleasure. And you know, it's been nearly 2 weeks since this disaster started. How are you holding up?
It's not been easy. I'm still without water. And that's the specter that hangs over my very existence now.
Well, how much damage is there to your house?
We won't know if there's broken pipes in, throughout, under the house until the water is running. So I don't know.
Give me a sense of what you do know. I mean, when you walk in and try to turn on the faucet, what happens? Nothing?
Oh, nothing. There is no water running. So turning on the faucet is futile because I've known for well over a week now that there's no point in turning on the faucet. It's not going to happen.
Well, we spoke to a plumber earlier this week in Austin who told us that there's a shortage of pipes, PVC pipes, and that's making it much harder to do repairs on homes. I assume that applies to you as well.
Oh, that's absolutely correct. And if you have other connections, like I have a water storage tank attached to the pump because I am on well, as many in this rural area are, the water froze and 25,000 gallons of water froze.
Wow.
And there was a booster pump that was supposed to operate to keep that water going and pumping into the house. And it basically burned out. Now, you cannot find a booster pump in the state of Texas, although my plumber did snag one yesterday fresh off the truck.
Mm. So in the meantime, how are you getting by? You wrote us a letter a few days ago that said you'd gone a week without a shower.
Right. Yeah, that was fun. I did head to San Antonio to family when I knew we would be out of power during the duration of the bad weather and the extreme cold and all. And I did get to shower there. But once I got home, it was out of the question. So a friend who lives about 2 miles away offered to let me shower at his home, which is what I took advantage of.
Sounds like you're kind of having to rely on getting help from your friends and from your neighbors at this point.
Yes, I do. I go to the same friend's house to get tap water so that I can wash my face and brush my teeth. But I use collected rainwater for the toilet. And I already, you know, you go to the store and you buy drinking water.
Yeah. You doing okay on food?
Surprisingly enough, yes.
Yeah, that's good. So meanwhile, that's happening. You're also trying to make sure that you stay safe from COVID. I know that. But you haven't been vaccinated yet. How worried are you about, I don't know, getting sick through all this?
Yeah, well, actually, the other day while I was speaking to the insurance agents, a COVID representative from the nearby community called me up and said that they could set me up for a vaccination. So I can check that off the list of worries.
Congratulations.
I'm
scheduled for next week. That's great to hear. So you've got the President of the United States coming to Texas today. What do you want him to know about what you and other people are going through right now?
I would like him to know that people such as I am going to be relying on FEMA to recuperate some of the costs because this is going to be hugely expensive. I also want him to know that even at this date, 2 weeks after the ice storm, I have neighbors up the road about 20 miles in the next town that are still without power.
Francois Wilson from Kerrville, Texas, about an hour northwest of San Antonio. You sound like a tough lady. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you.